the harder you become, if you become a wall, what is defense? You become a wall. Then it's going to hurt. If you throw a rock at a wall, the wall hurts. But if the wall becomes air, you know, soft and flowing, everything goes through. Right? So defense makes you hard. And the harder you become, the more you hurt. Which is why softness is a very, very, very useful word for a sadhak to remember. Be soft. Be soft, be transparent, be flowing. By that. It's like air, be air. And maybe you can't be that all the time, but jitna yaad rakh sako, remember the word softness. Well?
Can you explain with an example? If I see a wall is fallen on me.
A wall is fallen on you. Why would the wall do that? Is it a male wall?
We were discussing in the car where my dad said that you are a failure.
Daddy says you're a failure. And you agree?
Yeah, I do, because that hurts me.
But you agree?
That's why I'm becoming rigid and I'm not becoming soft. How do I become soft when somebody uses these kind of words?
Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes you go back home and you quickly reframe the whole thing. Like, mostly, you know, people attack you when they are hurt themselves. Why do people attack anyone? Only someone who's in pain attacks somebody else. Even when somebody attacks me, I know they are hurting. And they see no option but to project or throw it. They are hurting. What do you do with that? You can't go and whack them, right? They're already hurting. So if your father is mean or vicious or anything like that, he's hurting a lot. Right? Otherwise, what happy person would call somebody a failure? Not a chance. You know, तुम अपने बच्चे को कैसे बोलोगे? नहीं बोल सकते. Unless you are in pain. So you have to forgive that pain. And you have to forgive that same quality which might be in their subconscious, that they have failed in some ways. In many ways, maybe they have failed. And they are projecting, right? So you have to do forgiveness there. You see the pain. And if you went into pain yourself, you have to forgive yourself for buying into the story. Right? And who is a success here? And who is a failure? Everybody is a failure. I'm not a failure. It depends on which perspective you look. Right? Somebody tells me, look at Rupert Spira, you know, look at what they're doing, how much they travel, how much they talk. You're sitting here. Failure. Isn't that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Wasting your time, wasting your talent, wasting your whatever God has given. Failure, lazy, right? All of that. So, failure is a perspective. It's a way of looking. Everybody is a failure if you want to see like that. Failure is a story, success is a story. Both are stories. So finally, one is neither successful nor a failure. One is simply pure presence. One is the light. In the light, in the presence, we tell stories of I am successful and you are successful, I am failure, you are failure, or whatever story we tell. But nothing is true. The light cannot be successful or failure. The light is simply expressing. So every word in the dictionary is a lie. Get a refund. We create these words, ego creates these concepts. The concept is the right word. It creates this concept of success and creates the concept of failure. And then tries to reach one and avoid the other. Yes, a successful student. Failure as a student. It's only in your head. There is only consciousness. It is neither successful nor failed. Correct? So, once we learn to understand that a story is a story and stories aren't to be taken seriously, dhira dhira come with that. Then your capacity to hear is quite good. You can hear a lot of stuff and know that it's just a story and a projection. Does that help? Aur kuch add karna hai isme tum log ko father ke upar? I see all human beings are in pain. That's why they're mean. They're mean and they're nasty. I see somebody kicking a cat or a dog. But that person must be in so much pain. How can you do that? Right? Unless you're really hurting, you can't hurt. And we got to see where we do it also. Whenever we are hurting people, we are sharp or we are in our office or anywhere, we are judging. We are judging because we are hurting. If you are not hurting, if you are happy, you will bless. Bless everybody.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But when you are hurting, you want to pull everyone down with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If my life sucks, I will make your life suck also. If I am in pain, you have to experience pain. So, ये मियाँ बीवी में चलता है। एक नीचे गया तो वो दूसरे को खींचे ही खींचे, कोशिश तो करे ही करे। फिर दूसरा अपनी डिफेंस में लगा रहेगा।
But I like the part where you explained about forgiving the pain. वो नहीं दिखता actually, मतलब वो थोड़ी देर के बाद दिखेगा, but तेरे को तो उसका nastiness ही feel होता।
Look for you, that when you are aggressive, sharp, what is your pain? Is that coming first from a happy place?
No.
Right? That has to be same with everyone. No? The law doesn't change.
No.
Something is hurting and in that moment we don't want to take responsibility for that hurt. Your father is not able to acknowledge it first that I'm hurting.
Yeah.
And then kind of take responsibility to heal that.
Yeah.
Pehle to acknowledgement chahiye. Yes, something is hurting badly. Yeah. But if you kind of suppress it and cover it up, then you will push it out. You will project. And you will bite. You will lash out at someone. But it's still coming from your pain. You can only see yourself to the level of consciousness that has been developed. Matlab, you need light to see. And most people don't have much light. So when you have little light, you see only a little part of you. And the rest is not there. Right? Yesterday somebody was telling me that my mom gets very abusive, that person's mom gets abusive during a fight and just lashes out and afterwards says that I couldn't have said those things. Those words I don't use only.
That happens to me also.
Okay. You do it or it's done to you?
No, I have horrible fights and then when my husband used to tell me that this is you today and I used to say, no, that's not possible.
Yes.
Done that. And I don't even have some of the incidents, I don't even have memory of all that I've done.
Yes. So, when the light increases, then you will see more. You're able to know what's going on at any, even the deeper levels. You know? But to expect that from your father is a bit much. So you have to literally remember that he's a child in this game.
Yeah.
This game we are playing and we are quite advanced students and he's a child. So So you have to be very kind with that. Even to tell them that you are actually feeling this, not that, even that's a huge deal. हमको लगता है अरे इतना ऑब्वियस है इट्स लाइक 2+2=4 बट फॉर अस ना बिकॉज वी आर इन द फिफ्थ स्टैंडर्ड केजी वाले को 2+2=4 नहीं दिखता उसको 2 ही नहीं दिखता उस 2 है किधर देयर इज नो 2 ओनली यू आर इमेजिनिंग इट हमारे कुछ होते हैं जो मेजर वीक पॉइंट्स होते हैं वहां पे कोई लगाता है ना उंगली तो सॉलिड दबता है ना सो वन हैज टू बी काइंड विद दैट इवन फॉर आर सेल्फ और यू एज अ मदर और मोस्ट पीपल एज पेरेंट्स पेरेंट्स को तुम अगर वो डालो ना कि जो चाइल्ड डजंट लव यू और यू आर अ बैड पेरेंट और यू फेल्ड एज अ पेरेंट सारी स्पिरिचुअलिटी गई गटर में मुंह से ही गटर निकलती है बट यू सी वॉट यू डिड वेन यू रिएक्ट लाइक दैट यू प्रूव द पर्सन राइट यू अग्रीड विद हिम दैट्स व्हाई इट हर्ट सो मच राइट Yeah. When we agree with them, we are angry at the anger is more about how dare you say that. It's no longer about whether the subject is right or wrong. Now it's how dare you? How could you say that? Now you have to pay the price. Now I'm going to tell you 5 things also. Correct, no? उसने तो एक handgun मारा, तुमने machine gun निकाल दिया. लगा दे रहा हूँ. But see, again, both parties are in pain. Both parties are in pain, right? When this kind of exchange happens. Everybody is in pain. There is no kindness anywhere. Where is the kindness? It is something that is somehow hard to acknowledge about oneself. Whatever is hard to acknowledge is projected. Yeah. If I am wrong, is hard to acknowledge, then I have to say you are wrong. Then I'll spend the whole night thinking about how you are wrong. Yeah. Yeah. And it's almost like the mind pretends it's standing in court arguing in front of a judge and is talking, you know. It's like that, but it's not like that. But who are you talking to, dude? You know. That's what I said, the whole mess is only in your head. This nobody gives a damn. All your suffering, nobody gives a damn. Really, you are the only one interested in that movie. Baki sab jhelte hai thodi der ke liye. Interest kisi ko nahi.
As you said one time that your own thoughts start becoming like a nightmare to you.
Yes.
And then you're thinking, fighting with the thought all day, like you know.
Yes. So what is the scariest thought?
A reoccurring thought is very scary for me. Like a thought where, you know, a thought where there is also an emotion attached, like anger. Yeah.
What's so scary about anger? What? Why does anger have to be scary? Anger would be scary if we judge it, right? And also if you want to keep it. If when anger appears, we immediately go into the sadhak mode and say, okay, cool. Here comes some gibberish or clearing or tapping. Why should anger be scary? Do we want the anger to be more powerful than us? So that this thing called anger becomes the villain now. Yeah. Who is the villain in your life? Boredom. Now just see what you have made more powerful than you.
Yeah.
It's just a thought, a story with some kind of sensory experience, right?
Yeah.
So, boredom, anger, depression is more powerful than me. How? How can the Son of God, of your consciousness, be smaller than boredom or depression? How? It's not possible. So we are playing a pretend game. We are playing this very clever thing. Ki, you know, I'm going to give you lots of power, okay? It's like bacche log khelte na. Ki, you are going to be chief of police and I'm going to be the chore. So you will have lots of power and then you can put me in jail and lock me up and I'll cry. Okay, that's how two kids play. But that guy is not chief of police, he has no power. You've given him the power because you thought it's of some benefit. You'll enjoy the game. So we are giving power to anger and to depression, to boredom, to all forms of lust, to anything. What if anger has no power? Then what happens? Who are you going to blame then? You see, then the game is up. Then you're really caught. Kari, yaar, I propped up this paper tiger and I'm pretending this is a real tiger and scaring everybody with this real tiger, scaring myself. It's a paper tiger, there's nothing here. Amazing, no? It's beautiful. If all there is consciousness, then happiness is the only true emotion. Because that is created by God. That's why God's will for you is perfect happiness. Not perfect depression, perfect boredom. Which means those must be created by us for some benefit, as a form of defense, as a form of deception. We are creating something. Then we are making it powerful. And then we are becoming victims of our own creation.
Yeah.
See this, see the magic of this. I have become a victim of my own creation. Sometimes you want to keep. Anger feels nice. Let's face it. Kitna bhi roo tum, some part maja aa raha hai. Golem is enjoying it. Golem is saying, yes, finally we get to be right and the other gets to be wrong. Let's at least drag this for a week.
Yeah.
Let's be right for some time at least. Udhar jaake wapas wrong hi hone wale. Correct? So even depression, even boredom, there is some part of us which relishes that thing. And when it appears, we rejoice. When boredom appears, you rejoice. You're going to get to do something which you want to do anyway. Huh?
Yeah.
But you got a scapegoat
late,
also.
Yeah.
Ah. Everything we experience is at some level our own creation. And then we become victims of our own creation. It's literally like making a paper rocket and then saying, "Arey, bhago, bhago, that rocket is going to come and crash and kill all of us." It's your paper rocket. Right? But to kind of really acknowledge and take responsibility, thoda sa dar lagta hai wahan pe. Ki sari cheez ki agar zimmedari le li maine, to koi bhi game kaise chalegi phir? How do you play any game after that? If everything you are experiencing is your creation, how are you going to fool yourself in the future? See, anger game can only be played when, as long as you believe that anger happened.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct.
Tab tak hi iski value hai. The moment it becomes, this thought enters that, what if this is my creation, then how do you play the game? Phir to maja hi chala gaya na. That's what the ego is afraid of. Ki sara mera game hai. And how will I play? And the moment I play something, immediately that part of me now which is wise, it comes and says, "Hey dude, you're creating this nonsense, stop." And immediately we wake up and say, "Oops, again, forgiveness, end it. It's over in 5 minutes. No game to play." So are we willing to stop being angry forever? Are we really willing to give up? Or do we believe we will lose something valuable? If I give up my anger, my depression, my boredom, I will lose something valuable, hence I can't give it up and I don't want to give it up. So then I'll keep that option open. What is that option? That, okay, from time to time I'll still fool myself that anger has appeared. Do we want to steal the freedom of everybody around us? My father should behave the way I want him to behave. My son should behave in a certain way. My manager should behave in a certain way. Everybody has to behave in such a way that I get happy. That's the Hitler within us. Yeah. We're getting angry on them. Baba, it's a free country, no? Democracy? Dictionary mein dekha kya? Democracy. Democracy. People are free to like who they like, you know, favor whoever they favor. Love who they love. You know, you should not love that woman, you should love me. We all do that, right? But it makes no sense, it's almost like stealing everybody's freedom then. It's a beautiful thing to check in relationships, if, you know, whose freedom am I stealing? Who am I trying to capture? And again, when do we do this? When we are in pain. When we are in pain, we say that person has to love me. Yeah. Because we are in pain. If you're happy, you say love who you want. Go and be happy. Go and love whoever you want. Like setting the universe free to do what it wants. Do what you want. And we never forget forgiveness. Because that opportunity is there only for that. The event exists only for forgiveness. But we forget that. It's another forgiveness opportunity. Character.
The other day we were discussing about something from Akin. It says like whenever there is a situation, the ego doesn't know what is the goal of the situation.
Perfect.
And it says that use that situation for truth and sanity. And end is peace, which is with the truth.
Correct.
I am so scared, and what makes me so dense and rigid, the example of wall that you were giving is because I am scared of getting rejected. So,
yeah.
How do I get rid of this fear within me about rejection? Is by giving everybody the freedom to reject me.
See, rejection hurts only when you reject yourself. Okay, let's put it this way. Let's say somebody who is connected to me suddenly says, you're a donkey, I don't want to talk with you. Then they go away. That by itself cannot hurt you. Right? But afterwards, if there is another process here, then oh my god, he's right. What if he's right? I shouldn't have behaved like that. Oh, the previous guy also said the same thing. You understand? Oh, 5 years ago, okay, that guy also said the same thing. Maybe there's something wrong in me. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this work. Maybe I shouldn't teach anybody. You get it? Now I am rejecting myself. That's the pain. Somebody saying something is not pain. He is just expressing an opinion. There's 99% people anyway don't tell the truth. They don't know what the truth is. So people are just expressing their opinion that right now I see you as a demon. Right? 3 months ago they would see me as a saint. Now I'm a demon. After 3 months again I'll be a saint. It doesn't matter. It's all their perception.
Yeah.
right? But if I buy into the saint story, I go and sit on the 10th floor. Oh, I am a saint. If I buy into the demon story, I will go into the underground chamber. I am a demon. Right? But I am neither. I am nothing. When you see me correctly, you will know I am nothing. And when you see yourself correctly, you will know you are also nothing. You're just like pure light. So every story is a lie, not just the bad ones, the good ones also. Everything is a bluff. So as long as we are dying for the good ones, we have to react badly to the bad ones. So if you're dying for acceptance, you have to be terrified of rejection. Right? But the joke here is that since we are all just one consciousness, you are already accepted more than you can understand. Since we are all one, you are already fully accepted. There is no question of rejection. But we can't see that, or we don't want to see that. That I am already fully accepted. Not just by people, but by God itself. I am fully, the wave and the ocean are one. Now the wave says, ocean, you are not accepting me. It makes no sense. The wave and the ocean are the same thing. How do you accept or reject? So acceptance and rejection happens in dreams, in stories. In truth, there is no acceptance and no rejection. Nothing is happening. Thanks. Yes, what's that mean?
When you try to like feel it, there is kind of like a happiness that is all like in the periphery only.
Yes, on the surface. You're fully accepted. You're fully loved. There is no separation possible. Sir, kaise karoge? Nahi kar sakte.
This need also just arises out of nowhere, you know, like the need to be loved.
Yes. Some days it is strong.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm just feeling the need that I right now you said that the need to be loved and not feeling loved enough.
Yeah.
That's a very like aggressive need.
That's the pain I'm talking about. That's the pain which will make you dangerous. You see, when we get nasty, there's always a pain. When we attack, there's always pain. So, the sadhak's job is, can I identify the pain and sit with the pain? That this hunger of, I want to be loved or nourished and accepted is coming up, it's coming up, it's coming up. Can I just sit with this damn thing and see what it is doing? What else could it be but a story and a sensation? What else could it be, right? What else could it be but a memory of some past trying to repeat itself? You might have experienced something sometimes, and then we're trying to repeat that experience. Something replaying. And as we stay with the pain, you find it starts dissolving. And there is always some forgiveness to be done there. There is an attack on others for not loving you enough. Right? There's an attack on God for not giving you the perfect companions, partners, soulmates. Once you do the forgiveness, the pain dissolves, you come to this simple space of presence where that thing is absent. In simple awareness, simple consciousness, that thing is not to be found. I need love. You can't find it. You will find something else instead of that. You will find I am love. Reverse ho jayega. Only when we stop this, you know, wanting and asking, can we be the giving. We are so busy wanting. Okay, giving ka chance hi nahi hai. Remember the ego always wants, the heart always gives. The heart is only interested in giving. Heart is another word for your true nature or consciousness. That is always thinking, what can I give? The ego is always thinking, what can I take? Kidhar bhi jayega wo? Party mein jayega, office mein jayega, kidhar? Kya mil sakta hai mere ko yahan se? And when our true nature goes anywhere, it always sees, what can I contribute here? What can I give here? Who can I bless? Who can I serve? They are like opposite systems only. And ego, since it's always asking, is always miserable. And never feels it gets enough. And spirit, since it's always giving, is always happy. It's always happy. Just giving.
You said like you have to sit with what's coming up. Right?
Yeah.
For me, like it becomes repetitive, same thing. So I didn't do the forgiveness part before. So, like if you sit, it's the same old thoughts of maybe failure or.
You can take any one thing.
Like the finance in stock market, you lost money. So that's the thought comes up.
Yes.
So. Like usually I try to maybe deal with it intellectually, saying that like you are not the one who knows everything, whatsoever happening is happening. So then you sit again after some days, the same thing comes. So it becomes like a repetitive thing.
So question is, what else could you do there? Is this the main thought which bothers you?
Recently, that's been the
main thought.
Yeah. It's like something, if there is a loss or something, it again like triggers.
So, good you brought this up. So, remember that everything is a desired experience.
Yes.
So, when you're saying this again, you've forgotten that.
Yeah.
You're saying it comes, then it comes, after a week again it comes.
Yeah.
Again it comes. Abhi 10 minute pehle discuss kiya. See how slippery it is. I want to experience this. I want to experience this self-bashing. I desire the experience of failure. This is classic triple attack. Once I get this thought that, oh, I failed again. Now I can attack everybody. I can attack my parents.
Yeah.
I can attack Sharin. I can attack my marriage. Yes. I can attack my job. So triple attack is brothers, God, myself. I can attack myself in multiple ways. Foolish, shouldn't have done it, should have done more research here. So the joy is in the triple attack. And the freedom of that thing happens when we see the triple attack and don't care to do it anymore. So every time this comes up, knowingly, unknowingly, the mind is doing a triple attack, fadak. And that's its real joy. It is not worried about finance. And if any event does not give the ego a chance for triple attack, that event becomes useless. So ego usko bole phir karenge kya iska? So then it won't create that. Like no juice. So, do the triple attack process.
Okay.
It's not a complex thing. You just have to remember and do it, but
yeah.
Simple. But it's interesting just to remember. It's a desired experience. When you speak, now it is like it came again and then it comes again. Now I'm bored of it.
Yeah.
It's like we've set up the whole game and you say, "Arey, thak gaya ise."
Yeah.
To kyun kar raha hai? Thak gaya. To kyun create kar raha
hai? Even I think I create boredom to feel failure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in boredom, who do you get to attack? How do you attack?
First is like you are lazy, you are not doing it. Then is nothing is happening and something like from this repetitive thing something should be different should be happening. Right? I don't go on that.
So you have to spend 5 minutes on each. You spend 10 seconds on each. Okay? Spend 3 to 5 minutes on each. And look very precisely, how many ways do I attack myself because of boredom? And then attack on the brother. Then attack on God, which includes astrology and everything, right? Planets are kharab hai. Mera ye nakshatra hi kharab hai. All the attack will come on one simple sensation and thought, which is boredom. Otherwise, that thing has no power. But it's giving you this tremendous benefit. That it explodes. The moment it comes into it. An explosion of attack.
The combination of, like you said, the sensation and the thought.
Yes.
We sort of forget that.
Yes.
We make it like a living thing, you know, like it's all living there within us.
Yes, with its own power.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't have. It has no power. But we feel that it is in our favor to give it power. So no matter how much you cry about boredom, you love it. If you didn't love it, you wouldn't create it so often. So unknowingly, we value it. You're saying something?
No, I think it really helps to see like what is the benefit that, you know, I am deriving, like in my case from anger. What is the benefit that I'm deriving out of this anger?
Anger is the benefit. Triple attack is the benefit. Triple attack is nothing but anger. The ego is extremely angry, always looking for reasons to express it. Who is it angry on? Itself. All rage is self-rage. Right? Ego is angry on itself all the time. Anger, since we are angry on ourselves, and as long as we are angry on ourselves, we cannot solve it. Because we have to be angry on others. It has to go out. Only when you cease to be angry with yourself, will you cease to be angry at others. That's why that Aleph likes the triple attack so much. Wo jo uska juice hai na, ego ka juice comes from attack, which is always anger. Wherever it's directed, it's the same thing. So if you take away the juice, ego is gone. क्या सोचता
है? This point that I've heard from you about, you know, loving yourself, and also now that you're saying that, you know, we should cease all the anger that we have about ourselves. How do I know that I have ceased all the anger, you know, that I have within me? for my own self.
When you stop attacking anybody? जब पेट्रोल पंप भी खाली हो गया किस पे पेट्रोल डालोगे? बाई चांस अगर पेट्रोल किसी पे डाल दिया तो देन यू रियलाइज कि थोड़ा सा बाकी है, करना तो फॉरगिवनेस ने, इट इज फाइन. द मोर एंग्री एंड जजमेंटल वी आर एक्सटर्नली, सेम लेवल ऑफ एंगर एंड जजमेंट इज विद इन. It's always equal reflection. Okay? So when you find yourself being extremely nice and kind to other people, you will know that you have actually started becoming kind to yourself. We treat the world the way we treat ourselves. We treat everyone the way we treat ourselves. If you can forgive all your errors, you can forgive anybody's errors without a second thought. If you can't forgive your mistakes, you cannot forgive anybody's mistakes. If you punish yourself for your errors, you will punish everybody for their errors. So whatever you're doing to you're doing to everyone. And it's easy to see what you are doing to others. It's easy to see, this is how I'm relating with this person, that person. That should actually tell you that this is exactly what I do with myself when I'm alone with me in my head. I'm doing the exact same thing. So it's a straight clue.
To love my own self
starts
by me loving
others. It's the same thing.
Yeah, so they say to give is to receive.
Wow. Nobody believes that, but they say that. To give is to receive is the law of oneness. As long as we believe in separation, it's hard to buy into that statement. Because giving always seems to be losing something. Right? When we give, we lose something, no? So how would I receive? How can giving be receiving when every time I give, I've got less now? How the hell am I... Only... If you see it from the oneness context, that it makes sense.
It's a very ego, it feels like you're losing.
Yeah, but that puts up another question. What do we have to give? What do we have to give each other? Let's say we're friends. What do we have to give each other? Stories?
Yeah.
And consciousness? Hai kya dene ka? People always say give love. How do you give love? To give anything. Yeah, you can give an object like a money or a gift. How do you give love? They are ridiculous concepts. They actually make no sense if you examine them, and yet the world is fighting about this now. How do you give love? How do you receive love? So weird. I might be loving somebody tremendously while chatting with them. They may feel threatened by me. Now what do you do? How do you give love? It's all about your perception. If you perceive correctly, you will feel. It depends on the story you're telling. Yes?
It's funny because, you know, sometimes when I come with a backstory, even a single look from you scares me. Maybe from you it would be like a compassionate look. But I'm like, I just fucking yoga.
Yeah.
Yes, it scares. But then,
yeah.
It really resonates what you're saying. My stories are becoming my version of love.
Whatever you're experiencing in this moment is the result of your stories. It has nothing to do with us, the three other three people here. Whatever I am experiencing here in this moment is a result of my stories. And if I am not telling a story, again I am experiencing something which has nothing to do with any of you. But my experience is not created by you. Your experience is not created by me. Your moment-to-moment storytelling is creating your experience. And there is an experience beyond that also, where you tell no story in this moment and then you experience something else. But in either case, you decide what you experience. Yes, the situation may help you, my words may help you, but they may also create problems for you.
Like a simple story that GD is with me, GD is against me. That
yeah.
can change the whole...
That can change the whole like the scene. The scene is shifting.
Yes. GD is judging me. He's judging me. GD is judging me. He's siding for somebody else. He's giving attention there, not giving attention here. Any of those thoughts are enough to change your experience. Or last time I behaved badly, so today GD is being different. Not true at all. If you had my memory, it would be amazing. Who remembers that crap? Anything that happened yesterday is crap. Everything that happened yesterday is crap. Who remembers that? Who's got that much, you know, gigabytes of space here? Isne wo kiya, usne waise kiya.
This is getting back to that beautiful thing that I am choosing to experience this right now.
Yes.
And that's exactly what I will see.
Beautiful. Perfect. So if I want to be angry, किसी का बाप रोक नहीं सकता फिर मैं भी नहीं रोक सकता इन फैक्ट एवरी थिंग आई से विल देन एड फ्यूल टू योर फायर इज नॉट एक्नोलेजिंग माई एंगर इज नॉट इवन लिसनिंग टू मी मतलब एवरी थिंग आई डू विल गो रिवर्स सो देन समटाइम्स इट्स बेस्ट टू जस्ट बी क्वाइट बट इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बी एंग्री दैट्स व्हाट यू विल बी And if you see it as pointless, a waste of time and energy, it's gone. I don't need attack and defense. I no longer need to attack or defend. That's a mantra. Every couple, when they have a conversation, first they need to remember this mantra. Otherwise, the conversation is not possible. Without knowing it, they are attacking and defending. If you sit down with your dad, you remember this. No attack, no defense. It's simply being with somebody. You were discussing, now I remember, quality, family time. You need a quality consciousness. You need high quality consciousness before you can have quality time. क्या बोल रही थी?
मुझे लगता है कि हमारे conversations 5 minutes से ज़्यादा ये beyond जाए नहीं करते. इतने में झगड़ा होने जा रहा
है. Fast work. 5 minutes में अगर झगड़ा होता है, So then there's solid backlog which has not been cleared up. There's too much backlog. Too much backstory. Too much unfinished business. And then in 5 minutes you start a fight. There are too many buttons. It's like we are, you know, a visual for this is like, you know, burn victims. People who got burnt in a fire, they're burn victims. You just touch them gently and they jump because they're burnt. So we are all burn victims. किसी ने गलती से तो हाथ लगा दिया ना बस वो बिल्ली की तरह छलांग मारते छपक करके छलांग मारते एंड देन द एंटायर फ्यूरी इज ऑन द अदर पर्सन वी डोंट से दैट आई एम बर्न्ड वी डोंट से आई एम वोंडेड दैट योर टच हैज नथिंग टू डू विद इट एक्चुअली इट इज माई वोंड दैट इज कॉजिंग द पेन बट नो He said, my wound has nothing. Why you spoke that thing? How dare you say that? But we are so burnt that anywhere anybody touches, we jump. Especially family members, you know. They know all the burn spots. The experience you are having is because of your unprocessed burns, your wounds, your traumas. Nobody is giving you that experience. It looks like they are giving you that experience.
Okay. While coming, she was asking the question, why should I be loving towards the brothers? I think she got the answer for it.
Why should she be loving to the brothers? Yeah. मिल गया आंसर तो इवन दैट इज हार्ड टू बिलीव फॉर द माइंड व्हाट डज सेल्फ लव हैव टू डू विथ लविंग एनीबॉडी एल्स राइट इट्स हार्ड टू बिलीव दैट इट इज अमेजिंगली वेल मैच्ड नाउ वी थिंक दैट यू नो Somebody like Hitler or somebody who is so cruel outside can get away with doing that. He can't get away with it. Internally, he has to be doing that to himself. Somewhere. You might not know how. But he has to be killing himself inside. That is the law. Well,
Judy, I was going to ask you that if there is nothing like you know to give love, that's the story I'm seeing, then how am I giving love and receiving love? I mean, like how?
Now you are being, you can be love. It's not a giving and receiving, but you can be the love. Because you already are the love. You heard these words again. And you've heard these words before and they have become like, I know this, but you have to keep hearing it till it actually becomes an experience for you. I am the love. I am the light. I am the love. When I have no thoughts, when I'm not playing with my stories, when I'm not trapped in my own mind, I suddenly discover I am the love. I am the peace. I am the joy. I am the gift. And what I am, everybody is also the same thing. Everybody is love. Everybody is peace. Everybody is joy. Nobody is different from me. They're just telling different stories. Everybody is myself. There is no difference. Zero difference. All these words, even the word enlightened and all, have no meaning. There is no meaning to it. There is one consciousness, same consciousness, everywhere. Because in different minds, it's telling different stories. depending on the stories going on there, you are having a certain experience. When the stories change, the experience will change. Isn't that simple?
Right now, what I can feel about everyone else is like, everyone is in the same position of like needing love, or they are like finding ways to find happiness.
Yes. So
that's what I can see in everyone.
Yes.
But how to see they're already fulfilled and complete.
Did you forgive that? Did you forgive that in yourself? That you are seeking love all the time?
Yes.
तो बेसिक्स भूल जाते हो फिर बोलते हो आगे नहीं बढ़ रहे हो. इफ यू सी एवरीबडी सीकिंग लव फॉरगिव देम एंड फॉरगिव योरसेल्फ फॉर सीकिंग लव ऑल द टाइम इन व्हाटएवर ओब्लिक वेज वी सीक इट. एक तो होता है कि खुल्लम खुल्ला सीख करना, एक होता है कि तुम छुपा छुपा के सीख करना. एंड यस, व्हेन वी फील सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम आवर सोर्स, फ्रॉम आवर क्रिएटर, we feel loveless. We are going to seek love. There is no way we won't seek love. How will somebody not seek love? And it's the exact, the other way also is true, that once you know source, how will you not be loving? It's not possible. How will you not give love? So when we are separate, when we feel separate from God, from source, from our true self, we are going to keep seeking love. The only question is, which direction are you going to seek in? Are you going to seek it from other humans and animals and situations and soulmates, or are you going to seek it directly from source itself? So until that connection happens with source, the search for love does not stop. You can bury the damn thing. You can suppress it, jam it, and not go. You know there's a longing, you know there's a yearning. That yearning is for yourself. It sometimes gets transplanted onto a teacher. Any symbol. But you're not yearning for the teacher, you're yearning for what he represents. So he represents a way back to your own self. He's a symbol for something. That's all anybody is ever seeking. All the separated ones are seeking the joining. Aisa lagta hai promotion dhoond rahe hai, naya ghar dhoond rahe hai, kuch nahi dhoond rahe, sab swayam ko hi dhoond rahe. और कुछ नहीं ढूंढ रहा. दैट्स द बिगेस्ट होल इन द हार्ट. एवरीबडी हैज दैट होल. इट्स अ बिग गैपिंग होल. समथिंग इज मिसिंग एंड आई कांट क्वाइट पुट माई फिंगर ऑन इट, बट आई नो समथिंग इज मिसिंग. देन यू रीड अ मिल्स एंड बून्स नॉवेल और यू सी अ मूवी एंड देन यू थिंक ओके इट्स दैट थिंग दैट्स मिसिंग. ओ आई दैट गाय डिडंट कम ऑन अ हॉर्स, माय नाइट इन शाइनिंग आर्मर डिडंट कम, राइट. Love cannot come from the outside.
You always felt that you are getting love from an external source. Mm. And I don't even know.
That's why your sources are so dry. अगर external source से प्रेम मिलता था तो कमी है क्या लोगों की planet पे? 13 billion, right? We are now. Why is nobody having love? Why is everybody seeking love? कहाँ मिल रहा है? तो कॉमन सेंस यूज करो, नहीं मिल रहा है. अब ह्यूमन बींग ये सोचता है कि नहीं मैं गलत व्यक्ति था तो चेंज करते रहो, तो फिर चेंज करो, फिर चेंज करो, फिर चेंज करो. Love cannot be got from the outside. The Because that thing which you call love does not exist. What you call love is a sensation of pleasure. What you call love is a feeling you get, it's a high feeling you get when somebody says something you like, or does something you like, or touches you in a way you like. You feel a sensory pleasure. You tell a story of which is wonderful. It's a kind of pleasure you want to continue forever. Good luck with that.
Another storytelling. In the moment you start yearning for this love from outside, it suddenly becomes so miserable.
Yes. Because you're yearning for an experience. Get this carefully. You're yearning for an experience. Now, let's say somebody loves, say, McDonald's burgers. Now, he's had that burger and he loves that experience. Now he wants it again. And he wants it again. And he wants it again. But, कितना खा सकते हो? एक ही खाने के बाद चालू हो जाता है प्रॉब्लम. द डिसकंफर्ट स्टार्ट्स ना. नाउ यू वांट मोर, व्हाट यू डू नाउ? सो यू विल हैव इट ब्रेकफास्ट, लंच, डिनर. कितने दिन खाओगे बता? एक पॉइंट पे यू विल से कि दिस एक्सपीरियंस इज लाइक, यू नो, इट हैज लॉस्ट इट्स चार्म, राइट? सो all experience loses charm. And then you need gaps. So then you have to forget the damn burger for a month and then go back to it and maybe you'll feel the happiness again. But you can't do that with your husband, right? Ki har 4 din ke baad bolo ek mahina gap le ab tu. Phir shakal dikha. I need the contrast. I need the difference. But like all experience, it is based on cause and effect. You have to do something to get that experience. Like, let's say for sex, you have to do a lot of action to get a certain pleasure. Okay. So the quest for experience is a very tricky thing. And the love you seek, the love human beings or human mind is seeking, is an experience. That love is very tricky. The love spirituality talks about is not an experience. It is the source of all experience. It's a different thing. It's not really an experience. Because all experience appears and disappears. But this love which spirituality talks about does not appear and disappear. It is just there as an ever-present background. It never leaves you. It will never abandon you. And you will never need to ask anyone for it. That's why the statement, I am the love. It's not I got the love. I will get the love. I want to get the love. No, I am the love. What is the love which is always with us is a question. What is the peace which is always with us? What is the joy which is always with us? That's the right direction. Human love is just the pursuit of pleasure. And pursuit of pleasure always brings its own pain. If you pursue the pleasure of money, there will be a lot of pain you will face on the path. If you pursue sexuality, you will face the pain of that. Pursuit of pleasure has to bring pain. If you want to experience success, you have to encounter tons of failures. So the mills and bones love which you are talking about is the pursuit of pleasure. That when that man comes riding his horse with his sword and all, I will experience an extraordinary pleasure. Now by chance, if he doesn't have a horse that day, you know, and he comes walking, you say, hey, I'm not getting my pleasure, dude, go back, come again. You see how flimsy the damn thing is.
Yeah.
Or if he comes on a donkey or something. Don't confuse the two loves. The love that spiritual teachers speak about is higher than the pleasure. It's a higher frequency of, can't even call it an experience, but it's at a different level altogether. It's much more stable, reliable. It will stay with you.